Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the Real Talk Real Estate Show. I'm your host, David Huffman, with RealPurse Real Estate Coaching and Training, and I'm excited to be able to join you guys today for Coaching Tip Tuesday. And today, I really want to talk about like some core things, the real things that you need to be an absolute master at in your business. I mean, you need to know these things like forwards and backwards and upside down and every which way. And if you don't, then I hope that this brings a little light to the situation, is really maybe some things that you need to be focused in and on your business and you need to work in to perfect. And then at the end of today's show, I'm gonna show you kind of a solution that we have created at RealPurse Real Estate Coaching that will be very beneficial to you in helping you master these seven things as well. But again, I wanna kind of preface this. I'm not saying that these are the only things to be able, that you need to be focused on in your business to be able to be successful, okay? There's a ton of things, but there is some core things, some fundamentals that every real estate agent really needs to be focused on in making sure that they have these things like locked tight. Like they know exactly how it works, what they need to do, what their responsibility is, and how to set it up, etc. And if they don't, then that's what today's show is really about. It's kind of, well, one is to tell you what those seven things really are, right? And two, for you to kind of judge yourself and know, hey, you know what? Am I really good at that? Do I really even do that? Do I just do it and I kind of go through the motions, but I don't really have a plan how to do it or a structure or consistency on how I do it? Because when it works, right? You want to keep doing it from that point forward. And so today's show is really to be able to help yourself ask those questions. Now, I know when you go out and you talk to your friends and family, life's great, business is great, right? I mean, you're making all this money. They see your pretty face all over social media. You know, they see you're posting about selling all these houses. But let's get down to what really makes you money. That's what really this show is all about. You know, we have the episode Cutting the Fluff. And I love that because, man, there's just too much stuff that's out there in our industry that just wastes your time. I mean, when are we going to get real and start saying, hey, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. Move on and quit thinking that they hold the magic wand. Like they hold the magic pill to be able to revolutionize your real estate business, right? With these lead generators that just cost you money and never give you any results. And so my goal here today and on this show is an overall, and the reason I spend my time in making this show is to really cut through that fluff and to really help you understand what really makes you money in the residential real estate business. Because trust me, I've learned the hard way. I have, after 15 years of selling homes and over 1,000 homes personally sold, I'm telling you, like, I can honestly write a book on what not to do. And that's what you need to do. Whatever is in that book is don't do it. So I come at you as a coach in today's format over the last several years to really kind of help you see through that. So let's dig in on what these seven core things, these fundamentals that we need to make sure that we have in our business for a successful residential real estate agent. So the number one part is going to be pretty obvious, right? We need to generate leads somehow. So lead generation. So my question to you, what really does lead generation mean to you? What is a lead generator? What really constitutes itself as a lead generator in your business? Now, be honest. Most of you will sit there and say, well, I'm looking for leads every day. I'm always looking for new lead generators. You know, I see people ask me all the time, well, what about Facebook leads? And I'm like, well, what about it? They're like, well, you know, I see everybody's doing Facebook leads now. I didn't do that too. I was like, yo, man, you got a successful business. We're tracking the way that we need to track. Don't screw it up, you know? Don't add something else or go, you know, we call them squirrels. Don't go off thinking that you found this other better way. But agents don't really have a plan of action on their lead generators. Do you think major companies that sell product don't have a marketing department where their target market or their leads or who they're going to present their product to in order to get a return or in order to get orders for their product? Well, so should you. And that shouldn't be a guess. That should be like in stone. If I asked you right now a simple question, what are your lead generators? What are they? Name them, okay? And then tell me exactly what your goal or your plan is, excuse me, with each one of those lead generators. What's your minimum commitment? What do you have to do with that lead generator to make sure that you get and squeeze as much business out of that lead generator? And then once you've done that with the lead generator, right, we've squeezed as much business out of it, then where's the consistency? You know, what's the plan of action from that point? And these lead generators, I know you're going to say I've got sphere of influence in past clients. That's a given, right? I mean, you know, coaches and agents have been talking about that since 1902. That's my joke always, 1902. But like, what really are you getting your leads from? But then ask yourself this question. Now that I have this lead generator, and if I have this minimum commitment to the lead generator on what I'm going to do on a consistent basis with it, right? The follow-up, the prospecting, you know, et cetera. Then what should I expect out of that? How does that relate to my yearly goal of number of homes sold or my yearly volume goal? You know, like what is that going to contribute? What's that number? Because that's what I'm working towards. I'm hiring or I'm paying or I'm spending my time for that lead generator in order to make sure that I get a return on my investment of my money or my investment of my time. And you should be as well. Not that you just hope that it works out. There needs to be a plan in place. And then you just need to follow the plan. But it's funny to me that most agents have no idea what their lead generators are, first of all, because they're just kind of like, ah, where are we going next? You know, it's kind of like leading the blind leading the blind, as they would say, right, in the South. But, you know, so what really is a plan? So if you don't have a plan, you need a plan. Lead generation is the main thing. All you're looking for, let me make this very simple for you. All you're looking for is raised hands in the marketplace of people doing a certain action. I call it a trigger. They're doing something to be able to say, hey, you know what? In the near future, I might be considering buying or selling a home. Okay? That's really it. That's what a lead is. Okay? We can sit there and say that some leads are better than others and what have you, and that's great. But they're all, you know, just depends on their motivation of what's really pushing them to want to make that move will mean that they actually go through with the action of making that move. So lead generation, that kind of brings me to my second point. I'll stop right there. But lead generation is so important. But to have a plan in place, I mean, don't just sit back and say, oh, I got lead generations. I got leads. I'm good. No, you're probably not. Really look at what I said. Maybe even rewind and listen to it again about the lead generators. Do you really have a solid group of lead generators that are really going to work together that you can say, this lead generator is going to give me 7 deals. This lead generator is going to give me 11 deals. This lead generator, I don't do that often. It's going to give me 3 deals though. And this lead generator, this lead generator, this lead generator, right? And then all of that combined gets you to your yearly income, right? Tell me that you've done that before, because I'm going to tell you right now, there's no other coaching companies out there teaching that. And that's a very basic way of looking at your business. And then not to mention, when you do all that, guess what? Maybe there's a shortage. So the challenge that I'll give you right this second is go write down your lead generators. What was the plan for this year and how are you tracking so far as the number of closings or the number of pendings, the number of executed contracts you were going to write for that lead generator? Let me know. David@realperks.com. I'd love to hear it. Brings me to my second point. You know, when we talked about when we are getting these lead generators and we're doing this minimum commitment, my second point is a prospecting dialogue, okay? Not a script, okay? But you need to be a master at what you say and how you say it. And the tone of your voice and your actions, your verbal actions, your, you know, the way they see you, to show your sincerity, okay? And a lot of you come by that naturally. I mean, I see a lot of agents that are natural born salespeople, and that's great because we're not necessarily pushy people, right? Or the car salesman mentality. But we do need to be better at asking but more questions, okay? So when we talk about in our business, in RealPerks at least, when we talk about perfecting the prospecting dialogue, it's really knowing what direction you're trying to take the conversation, okay? And in asking the right questions. It's all questions based. That's the easiest way in today's world to get what you want or to learn that they don't want you, that they don't need you. Maybe it's because they're not motivated. When I say not motivated, I don't say that they want to do it, but what really is the desire? What's the push that's making them want to buy this house or to sell their house? Is that really a good reason why somebody would want to do it? Because guess what? If it's not, they're probably not going to come into fruition, right? I mean, you still may do a certain lead follow-up based upon their time frame. And that's something else. When we talk about on the prospecting side is really understanding the prospect's time frame. I mean, if somebody has kids in school and they're not going to move until, you know, in December while they're on winter break or in the summer break, then you're probably going to be not very well at pushing them to move any other time. So understand that just because you talk to them, they're like got a live and a, you know, a mouth and a heartbeat, and they're actually answering their phone, and you're talking to them that you want an appointment with them. Oh my gosh. Most agents always think that when they talk to somebody on the phone, they're prospecting to set an appointment. Do you think that? Why are you prospecting? You're prospecting to qualify somebody, not to set an appointment. Okay? So number two is really making sure that you are a master at prospecting, or the dialogue that you use in order to learn as much as you can about these people, about your prospect, to be able to qualify them, then to be able to convert them into an actual client from that point. So let's talk about number three. I'll kind of change it up a little bit before I get on my soapbox here today. Number three is, you know, a CRM. Everybody calls the coach and says, hey, I have, you know, this company over here and Zillow, not Zillow, but, you know, from, I mean, all of them. Like, I mean, the simplest part is like, you know, Realty Juggler or something, but you've got all these different, what, contactually and doing buckets and all these different things. So, you know, like, how do you choose a CRM? But guys, get real. Who cares if they got an app? Who cares if they sync with your Google Calendar, man? There's a simpler way to follow up with what you need an actual CRM for. A CRM, by definition, is a customer relation manager. So that means it holds information about your customer. Name, phone number, email address, right? The very basics. Maybe some notes, too. But like top producer, you don't need to track like, oh, they told me I'm looking for a four-bedroom. They're looking for a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath, and all that kind of stuff. You don't need all that, okay? You just need a system in place that's repeatable, that is easy, that works with you and your schedule to be able to actually have the CRM work. You know, going into a CRM and putting these hundreds of people on, you know, I'm going to talk to this person and then in 90 days I'm going to set up a reminder and it's going to tell me, it's going to be in my calendar. Man, that's just too much work. And it's set up for failure. I mean, if you have several hundred people in your CRM and setting up another follow-up phone call with every single one of them, I'm telling you, you're going to fail. There's no way I would want to manage that. I tried, trust me, as an agent. There's just no way. So one thing is finding out a very easy way that works for you, which we coach one as well, but a very easy way for your follow-up and for your CRM. And what really do you need a CRM for? Because all the bells and whistles are exactly that, man. They're just bells and whistles. And what it's really doing is just wasting a bunch of your time. So that brings me to my point number four. Number four is a schedule, and that is your time, right? I don't know about you, but I have been in this business for 15 years, and the truth is, I didn't get this business to work. I got in this business to make money to be able to retire and do something with that money so I didn't have to work as hard. And then I wanted to be able to travel and have fun like everybody else, you know? A lot of you guys do family and kids and have, you know, a lot of like extracurricular activities that you do and coaching and different things like that, you know, baseball teams and whatever. That's why we got in this business, right? Because we wanted a flexible schedule. So if that's the case with your schedule, then how do you build the right schedule? How do you build a schedule that actually works, but works for you, that's customized for you, right? Like, knowing that you're really focused on the things that are really going to make you money, and you know that as long as you follow this schedule and you follow this process, that you're going to get the results. So then you have an actual checklist, and all you got to do is follow it from that point. So if you don't have a clear plan of a schedule inside of your, you know, either your CRM or inside of your phone or you know, even calendar notebook, then how are you ever going to be successful in this business? It's a very basic principle. It's a very fundamental principle that you need to be a master at. All right, number five brings me to one of my favorites, the listing presentation. You need to have a rock solid listing presentation. And by rock solid, I don't mean I have an iPad that has the cool graphics and shows all the websites that, you know, my brokerage sends or, you know, the IDX feed out to. And, you know, I've got pictures of my dog to kind of relate on a personal level. And, you know, I have really nice suit and tie and I drive a fancy car. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about, you know, people got listings for decades without an iPad. Okay. So those things, in my opinion, are just kind of fluff. Okay, they're cool, right? They're maybe cool to look at. But at the same time, though, what are you saying? Like, do you really know that when you walk through the door, what your goal is? Like, what you're trying to accomplish at the door? Do you know that when you walk through the client's house and you're learning more about the property and seeing, you know, the quality of the property and just kind of the unique features of the property, do you really know what you're trying to accomplish? Do you really know what you make sure that you don't need to talk about during that process? Okay. Do you understand what you're trying to get them to emotionally like understand through that process? Do you also have a dialogue or a plan of action that you go through when you're sitting down at the dinner table with them? Sure, we talk about the pricing, we talk about the comps, we answer any questions they have, and then we think that it's time for them to list their property with us. But is that really an effective way in today's world to be able to ask the right questions to get them to see why you are the best agent to be able to list their property and help them achieve their goal of getting their property sold quickly and for top dollar. You know, I use a simple analogy. If you, I'm sure most of you guys have went on a timeshare before, right? Where they tried to spill you on a speech of why you need to do this. Well, first of all, none of us would have went to the timeshare unless we got for something for free. That was the item of value. They had a really good value proposition. It was money related, you know, free massage or free night stay or whatever that it may be, right? But then you go there, and most agents or most people go there like arms crossed. They're ready. They got their poker face on. No way that person is going to sell me a timeshare. I'm just here to get the free part, right? Most people than not don't buy the timeshare. But you know what's funny is they do that for a reason, because some people do. Do you think they go into that conversation thinking, I'm going to buy a timeshare today? No. They get talked into it. Or if you didn't buy the timeshare, I guarantee you through that process they got you thinking, maybe this might be a good opportunity for me. You know what? Maybe I should consider that. You might not have bought it, but they started to get to you a little bit. That's the process they took you through. That's the emotional level they took you through by taking it from step one to step two to step three, uncovering reasons why this might be a benefit to you. Who is it going to be of value to you and your family, your parents, your significant other? You know, they took you through that whole entire process, and then they built it all together. And you didn't even know that you're being sold because it comes off so naturally. But they have a process in place. If you don't have a process in place for your listing presentation, that's probably why you're not getting every single one of your listings signed, okay? You've got to take them through that process. And the only thing that's holding you back is just the words that come out of your mouth. You've got the experience. You got the knowledge. You got MLS and a CMA just like every other agent. The difference is how you present yourself and what you say and how you say it and how they feel at the end of that presentation. So the fifth thing that you really have to master is your listing presentation. And you personally, I don't care if you got an iPad and all the cool bells and whistles, but you personally, how are you gonna walk them through that process? What are you making sure that you actually convey at each stage of that listing presentation? Very important, because we all know that we gotta list to last. We all know that we wanna be listing agents. So have you really perfected your listing presentation that works for you? Number six, when we mentioned earlier about qualifying, right? We talked about prospecting, but we're prospecting to qualify people. We're not prospecting to set appointments. We have to qualify them first to see if they're ready for an appointment. I don't know how many times I can stress that to my students. And that's, you know, once they get that, that's an aha moment for most of my students. It's like, it makes prospecting a lot more fun because it takes pressure off, because you're not prospecting to set an appointment because you really don't want an appointment because you don't even know what the plan is. You don't know what their motivation is. You don't know what their time frame is. You don't know anything. So number six is how to track those prospects. So once you have called the prospects, right, and you did qualify them, and then maybe you did track them from that point to the point that they're ready to an actual appointment. They're not ready for an appointment today, but they may be ready for an appointment in the near future. Their time frame just isn't right now. So number six is tracking prospecting made easy. Like, how do you track your prospects? Well, let me tell you this. If you're putting them into a CRM, you're making your job so difficult. And if you're putting them into a CRM, you're probably dropping a lot of your prospects in the cracks. Because if you don't have all those little settings right to remind you, I guarantee you, they're going to get lost somewhere down the road, right? So the idea with having an easy way to track your prospects, you've got to have that as one of the fundamentals in your business, because not everybody is ready to contract today. That doesn't mean that we just keep sending emails and then we hope that they call us back or that they call us back in a couple of months when they are ready. No, that's not, you can do that. That's a layer to be able to keep in touch, but you need the responsibility to still follow up with them. So having a way to actually track those prospects in place is 100% the reason why we prospect. I mean, think about it. If I'm going to go out there and make all these phone calls to prospect, and let's say that I do that for an entire week and I was able to set 5 appointments, okay, because they were ready to go now. But what about all the other people that I got in touch with that are interested, but they're just not interested now? I mean, I spent the time to call them. I spent the money to be able to get the lead itself, right? Or the time to go out to all these open houses and get those leads. You owe it to yourself to have a good system in place to be able to follow back up with them and also know, obviously, what to say to them, like what your goal is when you're actually calling them back, which is part of our prospecting side of things or our dialogue side of things. So you've got to have a very simplistic, easy way to be able to manage these prospects. Once you've determined that they have good motivation and that their time frame is coming in the near future, then what are you going to do? How are you going to track them? How are you going to know? But if you're putting them into a CRM, I can guarantee you they're going to get lost in the cracks. And the truth is, you're making your job way more difficult than really what it should be. Okay? Last but not least, number 7. When you look at a huge company and you look at a CEO of that, let's look, you know, whatever CEO of a company that you may know or that you, you know, may respect or look at, those CEOs don't look at all the little nitty gritty, the little bitty parts of every single business, right? They kind of know the 30,000 foot view, or they know like the Cliff Notes version of what really they need to be focused on. And a lot of that has to be different department heads or vice presidents and what the different departments, et cetera. But he or she also knows really how to, you know, what they need to be tracking as far as the numbers, right? To make sure the company really is growing. But they don't track every single number down to the penny, right? They track like the dollars or the $5 or the $100 bill tracking. They don't track the little bitty things. So number 7 is really knowing what to track in your business. So you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I had a successful week. I did this, I did this, and I did this. Like the key metrics in your real estate business that you need to be tracking, okay? And it could be by the end of the month as well, by the end of the year, where you really are looking at what's going on in your business, but you really know what to track. Because I don't know, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, tracking everything is like, it sucks. I mean, it's not ever going to get done. And if it does get done once, it's not going to be consistent. So there's a couple of key things in your business that you need to make sure that you're always looking at, like really laser-eyed looking at those things. And so, you know, making sure that you understand what you are tracking in your real estate business and learning what those key things are and making sure that you stay on top of those key things is super important in your business. Okay, so today I went over 7 different key things that you need to be an expert at. In upcoming these coaching calls, I will drill down on each one and actually kind of almost answer the question to each one, so that way you really kind of understand. But today I'm really kind of excited to announce a new program that we're actually doing here at Realbridge Real Estate Coaching and Training, and that's kind of the 7 Weeks to Success. And the idea is that, you know, in 7 weeks that you'll have the opportunity to spend an entire week with us, coaching you through the process of what really each 7 of these things that you need to be focused on, how you're actually going to set them up realistically, customized for you and your schedule in your business, okay? So the idea with this program as well is that, you know, we really want an opportunity because we kind of are shaking up the things in the real estate industry right now, because these coaching companies that are out there, man, they've been singing the same song and dance for decades, it seems. And they charge this crazy amount of money, but at the same time, though, they're not telling us anything new. And it seems like to me, they're always sending us on a wild goose chase. There's always something else better. It's like, you know, I always say, like squirrels everywhere. There are always something better. Oh, you should go over here and do Facebook posts. Oh, you should go over here and blog. Oh, you need to be on Facebook Live. Oh, you know, and, you know, the truth about it is all that sounds cool because you know what? It gets us because it is something that we don't maybe know a lot about. It is something new or different. But at the end of the day, really, is that going to make you any money? Are you even going to do it consistently enough to the point that it does make you any money? So why are you even thinking about it? So let's work together and cut this fluff, because that's my job as the, you know, the head coach or the director of education for RealPerch. Is that's what my passion is helping you through understanding this fluff that's in our industry and perfecting these 7 core things. So although we offer our one-on-one, you know, customized coaching for our students, we've got people coming into that all the time, the difference of this is it's kind of the first step. So if you're an agent that may not be quite ready for that one-on-one coaching, all right? We have a very, very affordable one-on-one coaching program cost-wise, and you know, you may not be even quite ready for that yet. You know, reach out and let us know. This program here is really kind of almost what I do with every new coaching student at the beginning. So the truth is this program can really kind of give you a head start. And the truth is our goal of this program is to give you these 7 core fundamental things, have you perfect them in your business, and learn really how RealPerch and myself can help you make your real estate business so much simpler and easier to understand and positive that we can actually work together in that relationship. But you're going to learn that, hey, we can really be a good return on investment for your money. So the pricing that we're offering for this program is actually just almost kind of like we're giving it away in order to build that rapport with you guys. But at the end of that 7 weeks, you're going to have all 7 of these things perfected for you personally in your business, customized exactly for you. So if this program is something that you'd like us to give you a little bit more information at, please email me directly. Any questions that you have, david@realperts.com or 800-916-7325. And let's just have a casual conversation about it. Let's see what's right for you. This program, we've got people actually starting in this program a new process every Monday. Okay, so this program is going to be, no matter what your schedule is, so you're going to say, oh, I got a vacation coming up, we can work through that. All this stuff is recorded, we've got other ways that you can communicate with us, but the goal is that we're going to spend a little bit of time with you every single week to make sure that we actually do, at the end of the week, have that one of those seven things done, where we can all sign off on it, enjoy the weekend, and go back to it on Monday. So this program is designed for you to be able to still conduct your real estate business. That's why we did it over the course of a week, and we only focused on one thing per week. So the idea is that old 80-20 rule, you know, 80% you need to be working in your business, 20% you need to be working on your business. So for that 7 weeks, this is going to be about that 20% of working on your business, on that one thing to perfect that week. But at the end of that 7 weeks, you're going to have the core and the fundamentals and the foundation of the business that you need to have in place to be able to really build a formidable business upon, a sustainable real estate business on. So reach out. I'd love to chat with you about it. I'm super excited about this program. David@realperts.com. That's R-E-A-L-P-E-R-T-S. Or just call us directly, 800-916-7325. And like I said before, this program is super affordable, and I'd love to be able to see you guys in there for us to connect. And let me help you get these seven core things set up in your business so you can have a successful real estate business that has a sustainable opportunity to it as well. Talk to you soon.